Foster care in Alaska is the state's last resort for helping kids who have been abused or neglected, and the number of kids in the system is at a record high. Nearly 3,000 children are in out-of-home care. One foster care worker says part of the solution is in prevention, helping families before maltreatment starts. A new program in Anchorage and the Matsu Valley is doing just that. Alaska Public Media's urban affairs reporter Ann Hillman learned about Safe Families for Children for the fourth piece in our series, Fostering Our Future.
Last fall, Anna Maria Balcazar learned she needed to have a mass removed from her ovary. After the surgery, she wouldn't be able to lift anything for 6 weeks, including her 2-year-old daughter.
I talked to the doctor, say, look, I don't think so. Can we wait maybe 6 more months, 1 more year? And she say, no, absolutely no. We have to do it now. It's very dangerous.
But Balcazar didn't have anyone to take care of her 2 young daughters. Her family is in Peru, and her friends couldn't help.
You know, the few friends I have, they are in my same situation. They are single mothers with 2-3 kids, and they don't have nobody who help them. So working, go back to pick up the kids, and then take care of the kids, and then running, go to sleep.
Balcazar was desperate. She asked people at her daughter's school, fellow church members she hardly knew. She even considered calling the Office of Children's Services. Then her pastor told her there was a new program in town that might be able to help. Safe Families for Children, operated by Beacon Hill.
The way that it works is very much centered on kind of just old school hospitality and people taking care of their neighbors.
That's Charity Carmody, who coordinates the Anchorage branch of the international organization. Here's how it works. Families volunteer to take in children for a short period of time while parents work through a crisis, like homelessness or hospitalizations. The program started in Chicago in 2003 and has since spread around the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, and Kenya. Carmody says the faith-based program helps families before a crisis leads to child abuse or neglect.
Most child maltreatment happens as a result of social isolation. Parents simply don't have anybody to call in the time of crisis. So we're just trying to create an outlet that they know is safe. We're just trying to give them the ability to make the call themselves before something happens and maybe they put their child in a harmful situation.
Ben Himmela and his wife heard about the program through their church and decided to apply to be a host family. It took months to get background checks, home visits, and final approval. Himmela says the program seemed logical.
If we had friends across the street or neighbors or somebody from church that needed help, we would watch their kids for them. So why wouldn't we just help someone in our community because we're a part of the community? And if they're in need, obviously we want to be able to help out.
The couple took in Anna Balcazar's 2 children for part of the 6 weeks. They don't have kids of their own yet, and they say it was just as valuable a learning experience for them as it was a way to give back. Himmela says he thought he was so on top of things one morning. He had the toddler in the car and was off to work on time. Then he reached into his briefcase and pulled out a squishy, dirty diaper instead of his thermos of coffee.
Yeah, pride comes before the fall, right? And so it's just that respect for what parents go through each and every day. And you don't think about that until you have kids of your own or you're able to be around that.
The Himmela say taking in the girls wasn't a burden. A network of people from Safe Families and their church donated diapers, toys, and dinners and helped pick up the kids from school. And all of the host families made sure the girls talked to their mom almost every day. Balcazar says she needed that.
They know my heart was broken because I don't have them. And they tried to heal at the same time my heart, you know, like make me call them and see them by FaceTime.
After 6 long weeks apart, Balcazar is reveling in having her kids back. She shows off her older daughter's school binder full of completed homework and translates one of her younger daughter's favorite books from Spanish to English.
And she loves it because I have to say, Froggy, say mama. What? Say Froggy. Come and brush your teeth.
Balcazar says her kids came home spouting instructions from their host families on behavior and parenting techniques, and she loved it.
They were coming and teach me, say, mom, Lauren told me I have to do this like that and brush my teeth like this and do this like that. And I like, wow, that's good. So you're learning more stuff. You have to teach me. Yes. At nighttime, you have to read me a book. 30 minutes.
The program was a lifeline and a lesson for Balcazar, and she says she's ready to give back as soon as she can. Safe Families for Children currently offers help for families in Anchorage and in the Mat-Su Valley, though they hope to expand the program statewide. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.